Freestyle Travel. Hey everybody, I got a jam-packed California episode for you. A bunch of my travels through California. I got angry police. I've got plenty of hitchhiking, slow hitchhiking, camping under bridges, getting to the tops of mountains, staying with people on trust routes, all kinds of stuff. It's been jam-packed, but all California. So get to all that. First, shout out to Jessica Holland. It's my number one Patreon supporter. You can also get on Patreon, and I do a micro podcast. It's probably the biggest thing on there, and that's like every 2 or 3 days usually. It's like a little podcast, anywhere from a minute to 5 minutes long. It's like this, just much more frequent, a little more detailed and frequent, yeah. And a lot more photos and videos and stuff I post up there. I also just put a map on there with just like all my favorite spots, from stealth camping to breweries to all sorts of stuff all over the world. And I will continue to add to that. So that's on Patreon. You can get on there if you want to. But yeah, shout out to Jessica Holland. And she is in Mississippi doing bloom photography and design. So if you got any wedding photos or sexy time photos or whatever you want to do, she is your girl. She will make it look good for you. Anywhere around Mississippi, Louisiana, bloom photography and design. So shout out to her. Super awesome. One of my friends, actually. Besides that, I released my book, Nomadic Moonlight. So you can get on Amazon and you can pick that up. Just search for Nomadic Moonlight, Kenny Flannery. And it's out. That book is all about the first 10 years of my travel. Each page is from a full moon. So basically where I was on every single full moon for the first 10 years of my travels. It's kind of cool to write just to see what kind of weird situations I was in on the days of the full moon, the nights of the full moon. So check that out. Next week, I don't know when you're listening to this, but maybe the second week of May, I should be at a brewery in Phoenix. I'm not sure which one yet. I'm trying to dial that in, but starting up like a brewery book tour. So if you're in Phoenix, check that out. Otherwise, hit me up. Let me know what town you're in. If there's a cool brewery that might be down for me coming in, doing a brewery book tour, just sitting around talking about travel. And selling some books, drinking some beers. So I'll be doing, I think, some of that all this summer. I'll see how it goes in Phoenix. Also, I got a new video up on Hobo Lifestyle on YouTube, how to stay clean and fresh while you're traveling. So check that out. Talk about washing your clothes, washing yourself, what to bring, clothes and everything. People are liking that video. And soon, I think I'm going to make the new money video, just talking about making and spending money while traveling. So that's not up yet, but it might be this week. So watch out for that. So yeah, that's all that. And let's get into hitchhiking from Northern California to Southern California and all the craziness I've been up to this past month. All right, you guys, let's get into it. Alrighty, so yeah, the last episode on this freestyle travel show, I was up in Chico catching up with some friends, doing a little bit of yard work to cash up. I was down to just a few bucks, so just doing some weeding and basic stuff just to get a few bucks. But then I realized I could maybe get down to Harrah's in Southern California and get like a bunch of random free play and stuff and maybe see some friends, check some stuff out, so that was my target, to hitchhike down there. So a friend dropped me off south of Chico to get going. And first I figured I'd stop in Sacramento, see one of my best friends there for a couple nights, which I did. Took 4 rides to get down to him. The first ride was this dude who was just going not too far, but he's like, we're gonna stop at a taco truck real quick and do one other thing. Anyways, I just wound up doing like errands and stuff with this guy for like a few hours, only to get 20 miles. Like, got a couple tacos out of it, and he was a chill dude, so it wasn't like it was boring, but it was like, oh man, it's a lot of waiting around. But after him, I got a few rides, and the last ride took me directly to my friend Aaron's house. Like, door-to-door service went out of his way a little bit, so that was super cool. Spent a couple nights with Aaron drinking some beers, him and his wife, just hanging out, really. Having a good time. It's always a good time hanging out over there. And got moving south, destination San Diego, pretty much. So the first day was super slow. friend gave me a ride just south of Sacramento to get started, and I actually walked for the first hour or two just to get to a better spot, and then I just walked and walked and walked on the highway, off the highway, just for hours, getting no ride. Finally got like a real short ride, and then someone going towards Stockton, and finally like a third ride to Tracy. And man, it was just dark at that point. It's the middle of nowhere, so I didn't get any further. Once the sun goes down, it's just tricky. So I had to keep going the next day. I got like six rides the next day, and one of them, let's see, I got like an 18-wheeler ride, and then some weird people that just like rescued someone from rehab, they said, and then another short ride. And I finally got a ride from this guy with his two granddaughters, and we ran out of gas just before, like in the grapevine, getting down to Los Angeles. He just like was caught up telling me stories about spending 56 days in jail, and I don't know, he was in Mississippi, got pulled over with a bunch of weed back in the day, and telling me all these stories. He just lost track, ran out of gas, and like it was right before the downhill, so like literally, I don't know. We were so close, but we ended up hanging out in this rest area for almost 2 hours waiting to get roadside service or something. Let's take a sip of something real quick. And so yeah, it was just along for that little adventure. Finally, we dropped down. He ended up dropping me off somewhere near Riverside by the time I got gas and got all the way down there. I got a couple more short rides and landed in Temecula by dark, just shy of where I was trying to go to, this like Harrah's in, I think it's San Diego County, not quite San Diego. So I found a place to camp, not the best spot, but hidden enough, tall grass kind of situation, and just got up early enough where it wasn't an issue. And then the next day, I got a really quick ride, but not too far, and that's when I dealt with this, like, sort of dickish cop, motorcycle cop. I was walking on I-15, which you're not supposed to do. Walking on interstates in certain states, not allowed. So he was, like, a real dick about it, but he's like, get off. So I walked back to the on-ramp, and then sure enough, like, 10, 15 minutes later, he comes. He's like, what the fuck, man? What did I just tell you? And I was like, I'm on the on-ramp, dude. He's like, you got to stand over there, like literally pointing like 8 feet in front of me. Like, it's like, okay, so that's technically not the highway. 8 feet you're going to squabble over. So it was hard not to like laugh at this guy or whatever, but he buzzed off and I ended up getting another ride close enough to where I was going. And I walked to the Harrah's. So yeah, showed up at the casino. Was able to get a little bit of free play. I even got a free haircut. They gave me spa credit at the casino. So I think the deal was earlier this year I stopped at this casino because I'm connected to all these like Caesars properties, and I'd stopped in with like $100 and I'd gotten it way up and then way down and way up and way down. And to them it just looked like I was balling out of control. I think that's why they like gave me some of this free stuff. So. Yes. Anyways, they gave me a $60 spa credit, which was good for nothing except for a haircut, which is the only thing I'd really want. Not really into massages and stuff. So freebie. That was cool. It's due for a haircut. Even though my friend just kind of gave me one, they kind of cleaned it up even more. So yeah, ended up spending a few nights there kicking it. Trying not to lose money, trying to make some, and I did okay. And yeah, then I was like, let me check out the desert. So I hitchhiked out towards the desert. First, I stopped by the Pacific Crest Trail. I got a ride from this girl and then another dude. Got to this Eagle Rock, which was pretty cool. It was actually a rock that legit looked like an eagle. I don't know the story behind it, if someone carved it. I don't think so. I think it just naturally looks like an eagle. And yeah, next thing I knew, I was on the Pacific Crest Trail. So I don't know. Few hours on that before I got to a road again, and then hitched a ride towards Borrego Springs, which was in the desert, camped out there up in the rocks. That was pretty chill. And then yeah, I'd set up Trust Roots. So you guys probably know Trust Roots. If you don't, it's like couch surfing. where you can stay with people for free, and they're usually awesome people. And this guy was sort of a super host. He's hosted hundreds of people over the years, south of Escondido. So I hitched a ride over to his place close enough, got to Escondido, he picked me up there. And yeah, I met this German girl who was, she's been traveling for about a year and she was about to hike a big section of the PCT. She was staying with him. He had like a few beds upstairs, a couple rooms, pretty much right away. He set me up with a wetsuit and like took me out to a spot to go snorkeling. That's kind of one of his things that he loves taking people to do, is to go snorkeling. So it wasn't like a super clear day, but it was awesome. There's like sea lions and stuff swimming right next to me, which is pretty cool. Yeah, and just kicked it there for the night, and you know, met his roommate, talked to the German a little bit, and hung out for a bit the next day. Went to a White Labs brewery, which is one of my go-to spots in San Diego. They make yeast, but they open up a tap room. It's super beer nerdy, but you can like try these different beers that are all pitched with a different yeast. If you're a beer nerd, you know what I'm talking about. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, stayed there for another night, and actually another day, like screwing around, went to Stone Brewery up in Escondido and spent yet another night at his house. And then I was ready to go back to the casino and try to get some more free money. So that's what I did. I got another four nights booked up there. And they even gave me a suite, like multiple rooms, multiple bathrooms. Not that I needed it, a little hot tub in the room. Well, I say a hot tub. It was basically just like a fancy tub, you know. So another 4 days there trying to cash up. Did okay. And then I was like, maybe I should go back to the desert. And pretty much was just thinking I should try to take advantage of the situation of the casino as much as possible at that point. So stick around Southern California for a bit and take a few days off. They wouldn't let me stay for more than four nights at a time. So yeah, what'd I do? Yeah, I think I wanted to go back down out to the desert. So hitchhiked out there to this place called The Slots. And I posted some videos on YouTube, some shorts or whatever on there about that. That was a pretty good day. Good rides, hitchhiking, all super quick. There's a lot of people hiking the PCT right now, so people around this area are used to seeing hikers and hitchhikers. And this one dude gave me a ride, even stopped at this store and got me a little jar of moonshine, which is super cool. And then I got a ride in an RV from these two guys and got to this Slots area. So it was like a slot canyon out in the desert. Super cool, hiked through that. And then it kind of opens up back to like more mountainous-ish, wide open desert. So I went up there. That's actually where I filmed that like Stay Clean and Fresh video out there, and got some other like drone footage and cool stuff, and camped out there, found a nice little bivvy spot. Super chill. And the next day hiked back through those slots and hitchhiked back towards the casino. Not that I was staying there, but I just wanted to pop in and get some of the free play that they've been offering me. So I did that. And I camped kind of close by, which is a little bit sketchy. It's off in the woods, but yeah, sketchy spot. Yeah, and then woke up, got some more free play. Basically, they're giving me a little bit of free play every day if I come in. And their goal is that I'll use the free play and then lose some of my own money. So I'm trying to avoid that last part. So I did that. But then got down to San Diego proper, pretty much, and kicked it with one of my childhood friends, his wife. Spent a couple nights with them. Super cool. Just, you know, beer, barbecue, hanging out, lounging, hot tub, telling old stories, watching stupid movies. I just love catching up with him. He was actually not only my friend from childhood, but also the last roommate I had before I started this traveling lifestyle, Sean. So that was super chill. And then, yeah, then it was back to the casino for the third out of the four times. collecting some money. Once again, just spending some days editing video and doing stuff in the room, and then, yeah, trying to collect some of that free play. And yeah, by the end of that little stint, which was just a few days ago, I've been hearing about this Palomar Mountain. So I'm like, oh, that'd be a cool thing to do in between, for the few days where I'm not staying in the casino. So, man, I actually hiked like most of the way up there. So I saw on Google Maps that like the top of the mountain, I plugged that into driving directions. It said 20 miles. And I'm like, all right. So I hiked a couple miles to where I could kind of hitchhike, and I caught like a 5 mile ride to the base of the mountain. And then I was walking for a couple hours, finally got a ride for like 3 or 4 miles. At this point, I'm going up the mountain. And then I walked for like 5 or 6 miles, and there's like a gate that said no trespassing, which was the way Google Maps was pointing me to go. And instead, there's like a gate and clearly like a crappy dirt, like Jeep road. So I'm like, all right, maybe I can go this other way through the observatory. So I walk up like a half mile to this other way. I think I can get around. And that's totally fenced off, no trespassing, but huge barbed wire fence, like, just physically impassable. So I go back to the other thing, and I realize that this is why I wasn't getting any rides hitchhiking this last stint, because it's just basically a dead end up there. There's like a little fire station, and that's it. So I go through the gate, and I'm like, screw it. But then a half mile later, walking down this dirt road, there's like another no trespassing gate, and I'm like, man, it's kind of pushing it to go through multiple gates. So I come back, and right as I get through the gate, this fire truck pulls up. They don't see me popping through the gate, but I talk to them because I had to like pass by them. There's no one up there. It's kind of awkward not to say something hello. And I was like, yeah, I was trying to get to this high point. And I walked all the way up here, and they're like, damn, you walked all the way up here? I'm like, yeah, except for like a 3 mile ride. Basically, walked like 15 miles today. And they're like, dude, we're the only ones to like, control this area. And if you walked all the way up here, like, just go for it. So, and they're like, no one's gonna bug you. It's literally just us. So I'm like, all right, sweet. So there's an extra like 4 miles to get to the top, pretty much straight up after this like dirt Jeep road. So, yeah, hiked straight up, and I think I posted a picture on Instagram or something. Yeah, like a reel or something, and maybe a picture too. Got up to the top. There's like a fire tower up there, and I thought the fire tower might be like one of those ones that you can just kind of walk up, and it's just like a dirty little platform. But no, it's like I think it's a super nice spot with like a bed in it and where people hang out and watch for lightning strikes and fires, and they got equipment up there. So, anyways, it was so nice that it was locked off, of course. So I couldn't get up to the tower. But obviously, no one is up there because the roads and stuff are blocked off. So I had it to myself, got up there at sunset, super beautiful. And I just camped like right up there at the top. I'm like, screw it, no one's going to be up here. Like, it's kind of a shame, really, because it's a beautiful spot. I guess on a clear day, you can like see San Diego and the ocean and everything. And it wasn't like super clear, but it was clear enough to see for a while. So, worth it. And I was up by sunrise, same thing, beautiful. And yeah, hiked back down the same way that I came, and once again only got one little ride towards the end, so probably walked another 15 miles that day. It's just a couple days ago now. We're getting almost to real time. And once again, I popped in the casino to see if I could get anything free. They had some crazy drawing going on where they were going to give away a 50 grand that I was entered into. I didn't realize how many people would be there. If I did, I probably wouldn't have stuck around. Because there's like maybe 1,000 people. I don't know. There are definitely hundreds. So obviously, I did not win, but I stuck around till late to see if I might camp nearby. And then the next day, popped over to Escondido. Yeah, and just made a day of hitting breweries. It's like, screw it. The last little batch of free play I got that morning was almost $100. So I was like, all right, I got a little ammo to hit some breweries. So I hit a few. Lost Abbey. Super cool. Yeah, and basically just drank really high gravity Imperial Stouts all day. And I barely remember the end of the night, actually. It's that much fun. Yeah, woke up, camped like somewhere, somewhere off the road, hidden. Kind of browned out. So I woke up, had like a business card in my pocket from one of the breweries. So clearly I'd been like, I have a show called Hopping. You could be on it. Or I do this brewery book tour. Who knows what I was saying? But I got their information. And Yeah, woke up, got reoriented, found the road, and made my way back to the casino because I got another four nights here. And yeah, that was just last night. So another three nights. And yeah, the plan is to hitchhike out to Arizona on Friday and catch up with some friends over there. Well, yeah, now that you're caught up, I'll jump into the outro and tell you what I'm doing. Or what I think I'm doing next, because usually it's only like 50 to 90% sure what I'm actually doing. So, all right, let's jump to that. All right, yeah, so Southern California, here still. And the idea on Friday is to hitch up to my friends who live in Northern Arizona. A little party up there, catch up with them, maybe do some filming for me, filming for them. Just help out a little bit and hopefully get down to Phoenix after the weekend next week sometime in the area May 10th, 11th. I'm hoping to kick off this brewery book tour for Nomadic Moonlight. And like I said in the intro, I think this might be an ongoing thing this summer if I stick around the U.S. or even if I leave the U.S. Just to hit up breweries and show off the book, and in the process, like, kind of do a two-for-one, film like a hopping episode beforehand. So that way I get a hopping episode out, I do the brewery thing, sell some books, and then maybe even get some other artists involved at some of these things. So while I'm showing off my books, other people can be showing off their art and, like, pair the art with beer. Called Beer Vibes. It's an idea I've had for a long time. So if it's like a band, they could play four songs and each song will be paired with a beer. Be like, this is a really dark song. It's a really dark beer. Like, this is a funky song. So we got this like funky wild ale, whatever it is, just kind of have fun with it. So yeah, hopefully I'll be doing that next week in Phoenix. I already got 40 books shipped over there. So something's gotta give. Gotta hawk those books around somewhere. So that's the idea. And then, yeah, just kind of go from there, see how all that goes. And then if you guys are listening to this, particularly if you're in the States this summer, just feel free to hit me up one way or another, either through social media or whatever, and suggest different places. Some people have already been suggesting some places. Flagstaff, I'll probably be out in Iowa at some point, Mississippi, I'm sure. So, yeah, nowhere is off limits. If you know a good spot and or a good brewery, even if you just got a cool town, your town, whatever, I'll find a brewery that'll be willing to let me do it. Most breweries are super chill with the idea of me filming an episode, which is basically like a fat commercial for their brewery. And then, yeah, selling books, which brings people in, blah, blah, blah. It's a no-brainer, win-win for everybody involved. So that's why it's cool. Yeah, I'll probably have Nomadic Moonlight and the six-pack of hitchhiking stories book, so it'll be fun. So that's what's up. Yeah, not much more to say. Hope you guys are all doing awesome, and yeah, fucking hey, I will see you down the road. I need a new escape with all my shit straight. I'll get my big brain.